Public Broadcasting, the Food Bank of Alaska, and an Anchorage homeless shelter are among the big winners in the second year of the Pick, Click, Give program. Pick, Click, Give allows Alaskans to donate a portion of their permanent fund dividend to participating charities. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
More than 9,500 Alaskans donated about $925,000 through Pick, Click, Give this year. That's more than double the amount given during the first year of the program. Alaska Public Telecommunications, parent company of the Alaska Public Radio Network, KSKA Radio, and KAKM Television in Anchorage, received by far the largest amount in 2010, with 580 donations totaling more than $45,000. APTI President and General Manager Steve Lindbeck says it shows there's great support for public media in Alaska.
When people contribute this way, it's because the organization is sort of top of mind for them.
APTI was also one of the biggest backers of the program through public service announcements. Lindbeck says APTI received about $9,000 from the Rasmussen Foundation and North Rim Bank to air generic Pick, Click, Give PSAs on APRN. It also contributed about $21,000 in free airtime on APRN, KSKA, and KAKM. He says some of the spots that aired on KSKA included a tag encouraging people to consider sending their gift to APTI.
The first message we wanted to get out was, please give wherever you wish. Wherever your heart lies, give to that. And then the tagline was, if you love KSKA, please give to that too.
Last year's top recipient, the Food Bank of Alaska, came in second this year with 450 donations, totaling $29,450. Executive Director Susanna Morgan says that's a lot of food.
That is about 150,000 pounds of food in cash, which is amazing.
Put another way, Morgan says that's about 4 truckloads, or just over 100,000 meals. She says the money will help fund food bank holiday programs, which feed Alaskans in more than 90 communities.
The Food Bank of Alaska is the hub, the wholesaler of the anti-hunger system. So we collect food by the truckload, and then we ship it out to anti-hunger agencies across the state, soup kitchens, food pantries, shelters, children's programs, senior centers, all of those kinds of things.
Anchorage Soup Kitchen Beans Cafe received $25,000 on more than 400 donations. That's up $16,000 from last year, according to Executive Director Jim Crockett. He says participation in Beans Cafe's food programs has gone up more than 20% over the last 3 years, so the donations are definitely appreciated.
Our major source of revenue is people like you and I that give $20, $25 a month. We've got an active 6,000 group. So we put it out on our newsletter. We put it out on our website. We put it out on Facebook. And any time that we give any talks out in the community, we make sure that we have the opportunity to let them know that we're part of that process.
Organizations will start receiving their Pick, Click, Give checks over the next couple weeks. More donations could be announced as additional PFD applications are processed. In May, Governor Sean Parnell signed legislation making the program a permanent part of the PFD application. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.